Goose Baba.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Small things you can do to make a big difference in your life. And this is the time of year where everyone starts talking about New Year's resolutions. And I know a lot of people just shake their head because New Year's resolutions, most people fail, right? Well, there's this thing called the 5-25 rule that's been trending all over the place, and it's not anything new. For many, many years, they believe that Warren Buffett came up with the 5-25 rule, and everybody kind of followed it because he's the end-all and know-all when it comes to career and success, right?
Okay, so what does it mean?
Well, it turns out Warren Buffett said in an interview in 2013 that he didn't come up with it. He doesn't know why people say he came up with it.
I mean, you just look to somebody that you think is smart and be like, of course they invented it.
He said the best advice he could give is go to bed a little smarter each day.
Okay.
But I was still fascinated by the 5-25 rule because I think that it can really help you narrow down on what you want to succeed in the new year.
Exactly what is this rule?
I'd like you to take the 25 things that you want to achieve in your career and write them down in a list. I want you to circle the top 5 things on that list. The things that you have circled are your priorities. The other items on your list, numbers 6 through 25, this is your never do under any circumstance list.
What?
Wow.
Why?
Wow.
What? Like those numbers 6 to 25 mean nothing to
you?
They
mean nothing whatsoever.
No. Here's why.
And the reason is because it's so easy for us to rationalize spending time on things that are good uses of time, but not great uses of time. It's items that 6 through 25 on your list that take up time and space and energy because we can justify why we need to do them. They're on the list for a reason. They just don't happen to be the best uses of our time.
I mean, here's the thing. That would make sense if you were actually actively working on any one of the 25 things that are on the list. What if you're working on none of them?
Well,
if you're just showing up every day?
I mean, that's a problem.
Like, right?
Then you have a different set of problems and you should not be concerned with the 5-25 rule.
I think that's a lot of people.
But for a person like me that I've got I've got my hands in a lot of different things.
Sure.
I think that this is really important. And if you're one of those people where, you know, you got your side hustles, you've got all the different things that you do, but you're never really truly succeeding or excelling in one, it's an interesting concept. If you just list 1 through 25 and you look at that list and you say, which one of these things, the 5 of them, are the most important? Now, take all the other stuff, throw it out the window, focus on those top 5.
Well, I mean, I think that to each degree, too, you could be having the most dangerous thing is you could be having an amount of success at one thing, but you're still not giving your all to those things,
right?
Where you could be even greater at it. I think that that's a dangerous thing, too, because when you have a little bit of success and you're just kind of mailing it in on one thing, well, you're never going to look to improve on that. So what are you going to put on your list?
I don't know. So here's the problem I've been having. And you know how I get in my own head about stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, I got to do this. I got to do this for the new year.
Right.
I don't know what's not important and what is important, because to me, all the things are important.
Right. Every single one of them. Right.
What would you think would be the things that you're going to really strive for?
Gosh. Well, I mean, again, you know, we have a certain amount. I would just say, listen, the things that I need to improve upon in myself to make myself better at work would be like more sleep. I've got to go to bed earlier.
That's an important one.
I should be healthier during the show, Anna.
It means not eating donuts all day, every day?
Gosh, I want one so bad today.
I understand.
I had to talk myself out of a macchiato on the way in today. I want to not hit the wrong button for 6 months.
That's a big goal. You think you can do that?
I mean,
you didn't even do it during this break.
Right. Right. You know, I mean, it's a lot to imagine.